Introduce the latest of our series of sport interviews today with two super talented teenage female South African soccer players, right?
Absolutely correct. And also with women's football now being on the rise, I think you've seen with Banyana Banyana winning the Aisha Buhari Cup in Nigeria. They did very well in the CASAFA, even though they finished a fourth place. But there's just been this rise in women's football. So I found it important to at least speak to two of these stars. And we start off with Kananelo. What's interesting is that she's hoping to play for Man City. And I think it is going to happen.
What?
And she's also got a keen interest in mechanical engineering.
But Man City's one of the strongest women's soccer teams in the world.
Yep.
She must be
she
so
is that
talented.
Good. Yes. So we'll start off with Kananelo.
Okay.
My name is Kananelo Taiwe. I'm originally from Bloem. I started playing soccer when I was 8 years old with the boys for like 2 years max. And at the age of 11, I got scouted by Bloemfontein Celtics and played there for about 2 years again. In 2020, I received a scholarship from Tuxport High School saying that I must go to school there for the rest of my grades. And at the very same year, I received a national call-up for under 17. This year, I was signed by TT Ladies Football Club.
Nice, that's brilliant. Okay, so maybe let's just talk about where you are seeing women's football, because from my point of view, I feel like now the opportunities have kind of expanded, especially with the introduction of the Hollywood Bets, a Super League. You know, is that something that you are also looking to venture into?
Yeah, obviously, women's football was unrecognized for a really long time, but I feel like we are recognized now because of the league that was started. It's a really great opportunity for us to express who we are as individuals and to do what we love. So for us ladies, it's really helping us to achieve what we want.
Absolutely. And also with what we're seeing with our national women's team, you know, semi-finals of the CASAFA, they just won the Aisha Buhari Cup. We also see, you know, Sundowns Ladies, of course, I know the rivals of yours, the CAF Women's Champions League. So it's really beautiful to see. What do you think is changing in terms of women's football? Why are we seeing this rise of women's football? Why are you as athletes doing so much better?
Because I feel like we stand in our ground now, because obviously we've been overshadowed for years now. So we're doing what we love, we're pushing every single minute we get, we're grinding, we're hungry for what we want. So I feel like we're rising every day.
Are you going to close this gap between you and Sundowns Ladies as TUT? Like, what's happening? Are they just now going to run away with the league? Are we giving it to them again? What's happening?
It's a tough one to say, but as TUT Ladies, we're really trying our best to win as many games as possible. Obviously, Sundowns is a tough team, but I feel like next year, we're going to do everything in our power to beat Sundowns like any other team, because I feel like, yeah.
You should, yes, and you are also capable. I want us to talk about what your hopes and dreams are for Kananelo. You know, where do you see yourself?
In the next 5 years, I'm really working hard to go overseas, to leave SA, because one of my biggest dreams is to go play abroad for Manchester City and go finish my studies there. I want to pursue mechanical engineering.
What does she not do?
Imagine.
And that's only the first interview of this 2-for-1. Second interview?
The next one is Jessica Wade. She's also represented the country. And what's interesting about her, she had to leave her love for tennis to explore football, but she doesn't regret it one bit.
Really? And she's already played for Banyana?
Yes.
Amazing.
So I started getting into football from a young age of 7 when I joined an all-boys football team. I then grew up a little bit and I managed to find an all-girls soccer team. And it was at that time that I attended under 17 national team trials, where I was finally selected for the team at 14 years old. We then played World Cup qualifiers and actually made the 2018 Under 17 Women's World Cup in Uruguay, where I competed in that tournament at 15 years old. I was fortunate in receiving an Under 20 call up the following year, where we then traveled to China to play in a tournament. And that's where I'm at now. And since then, we've played two Under 17 CASAFAs, where I captained the team and we received silver medals. And I also won player of the tournament at that competition. And then we played at the Under 20 CASAFA, where we won a bronze medal. And at the last Under 17 CASAFA, I also won a trip to Spain along with one other girl and two young boys as a part of the La Liga partnership with CASAFA, where we'll travel to Spain and hopefully watch a game and interact with teams there.
I then asked Jessica how she made the decision between tennis and football.
You know what, a lot of people seem to think that, and it was really no choice. My passion has always been with football, my love has always been with football. The tennis was just, you know, I love all sports, so it was just nice to do something different. But when I had to make the choice, it was really an easy one.
And finally, her hopes and dreams for the future.
Yeah, I'd love to, you know, I'm just working hard every day, and I'd love to get a Banyana call up. And they're doing so well, you know, congrats to them on making the semifinals of CASAFA now, and I hope they continue to do well, you know, playing in the last World Cup, and I hope to see more of that. And especially, you know, with the way women's football is going in this country and the way it's being supported, I mean, Adidas support has been huge for me personally. And just to see, you know, now a professional league starting, and that's getting more attention and media coverage, I think it's great for the game.
And finally, a bonus clip from this interview, which was Polly Zondo doing her first ever impression in her whole life to try and wish Five happy birthday. Live on air. She says she was doing Kim Kardashian, but I think she was also doing Constantia Mom and Fourway's mom and a variety of other wealthy moms. Take it away.
So, like, my family will find any excuse to have a party, right? And, well, you know, Courtney is very emotionally cold, so she wouldn't take part in all of this. But I can ask Kylie to do makeup. Kendall can also come through for, like, a photo shoot. And, guys, please stop laughing.
You've got this.